Young people ask, why should I pray? According to one poll, 80% of adolescents in America pray, but only half of those who pray do so daily. No doubt some of them wonder, is prayer just a psychological crutch, or is it something more? What is prayer? Prayer is real communication with the Creator of all things. Just think of what that means. Jehovah is superior to mankind in every way, yet He is not far off from each one of us. Acts 17:27. In fact, the Bible contains this amazing invitation: draw close to God, and He will draw close to you. James 4:8. How can you draw close to God? One way is through prayer. That's how you talk to God. Another way is through study of the Bible. That's how God talks to you. Such back and forth communication, prayer and study of the Bible, will help you build a strong friendship with God.
Talking to Jehovah, communicating with the Most High, is one of the greatest privileges humans can have. Jeremy.
Sharing my deep feelings with Jehovah through prayer makes me feel closer to Him. Miranda.
Is God listening? Even if you believe in God, and even if you pray to Him, it may be difficult to accept the idea that He's really listening. Nevertheless, the Bible calls Jehovah the hearer of prayer. Psalm 65:2. It even invites you to throw all your anxiety on Him. Why? Because He cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. To think about, do you take the time to talk to your close friends on a regular basis? You can do the same with God. Call on Him regularly in prayer, and do so using His name, Jehovah. Indeed, the Bible invites you to pray constantly. 1 Thessalonians 5:17.
Prayer is a conversation between me and my Heavenly Father, one in which I pour out my entire heart. Moses.
I talk to Jehovah about things in depth, just as I would with my mom or with a very close friend, Karen.
What can I pray about? The Bible says, in everything by prayer and supplication, along with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God. Philippians 4:6. Does that mean it's okay to pray about your problems? Yes. In fact, the Bible says, throw your burden on Jehovah, and He will sustain you. Psalm 55:22. Of course, in your prayers to God, you should talk about more than just your problems. It wouldn't be a very good friendship if I only asked Jehovah for help, says a young woman named Chantel. I feel that expressing thanks should come first, and the list of things I'm thankful for should be a long one. To think about, what things in your life are you thankful for? Can you think of 3 things to thank Jehovah for today?
Even something simple, like admiring a beautiful flower, can prompt us to offer a prayer of thanks to Jehovah. Anita.
Meditate on something in creation that impresses you, or on a Bible verse that really touches you, and then thank Jehovah for it. Brian.
What your peers say.
The depth of our prayer should be like an ocean, not a puddle. Jehovah wants to help us, and although He knows what we need even before we reach out to Him, we can show how much we trust in Him by the depth of our prayers. Moises.
Prayer is like a rope, with Jehovah holding one end and me holding the other. When I pray about what is deep within me, it feels as if I am tightening my hold on the rope, and Jehovah is responding, making the bond between us tighter. Miranda.
If we're not careful, our prayers could become a wish list. But by thanking Jehovah, we come to appreciate the many things He has given us, and we focus our prayers on something more than just ourselves. Jeremy.
The more we thank Jehovah, the more grateful we become. Thanking Jehovah in prayer helps us focus on the blessings we receive, rather than on all the troubles we face. Shelby.